yesterday in Bnei Sassar, we spoke about how Yosef, the root of Galus, was taken in a caravan to Gishmeilim. And the caravan had a beautiful, sweet smell to it. And that was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying that, look, you Yishmeilim, who usually carry foul-smelling spices, are going to be the ones who carry the sweet smell of Mashiach. And I was pointing out yesterday the irony. It's so ironic when Hashem does that, when Hashem dafka takes the enemy and turns that enemy into the shoresh of the gula. So I really wanted to learn Tzichus Aran today, but it would be criminal not to learn this piece that's shayach to this week's parsha, and it exposes the nitzutz hatov shebi Yishmael, the good spark in Yishmael, which not only does Yishmael have a kiyum because there's something good about Yishmael. No. Yishmael, who we're battling today in the final Birurim before Mashiach, Dafka Yishmael plays a critical role in creating Mashiach, in validating Mashiach, in giving kiyum to Mashiach, which is unbelievable. The irony of Moshe Rabbeinu being raised in Paro's home. Paro raises Moshe like a grandson, the Medrash and Kohel Asrabba says. And then Moshe goes and Vinahafachu, he takes the Jews out of Mitzrayim. So I want to show you the shoresh of what's happening in the world today. And as we know, I was saying Chassidus, the Kriyas Ma'or of this man, when we read this parsha on Shabbos, you'll understand the parsha in a deeper way, and we should see it come true. It shouldn't just be a vart. It shouldn't just be a shir. It should be reality taking place before our eyes. So what do we see in Bereishis Perek Yud Zayin? Bereishis Perek Yud Zayin, Avram's 99 years old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram, and he says, it's time to become Tamim. It's time to become more fully committed to me. Until now you've been Avram. You're about to become Avraham. What's the gematria of Avraham? Avraham, 248. Because now, when you get bris milah, your entire body, the 248 limbs of the body, which we're trying to be metaking, are going to come to perfection. You'll be tamim. How did Avram know how to do mitzvah? So the Gemara says in two places, Avram kept kol Torah kula. You have a Gemara in Kedushin and a Gemara in Yom. How did Avram know how to keep mitzvahs? He knew about mitzvot because he looked at his own body. His own body had been aligned with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like we spoke on Sunday, Avram, Avram, Noach, Noach, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe, people who align themselves above and below. So Avram, being the shoresh of Yiddishkeit, the first one to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu in that way, Avraham, as he becomes right now, is 248. Because all 240 of his limbs are aligned. Is bris milah really one of the limbs? Not really. It's probably more one of the gidim, which means it corresponds to a los aseh. But okay. Either way, Avram's bris milah brings Avram to tmimus, to perfection, to a sense of completion and wholesomeness. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your name is going to be Avraham, you're going to be Av Hamon Goyim, and many nations are going to come from you, you're going to have kings come from you, and great people come from you. And not only that, take a look, the second paragraph, in source number one, Pasuk Tesvav, Vayomer Elokim al Avraham, Sarai Ishtacha, Lo Sikra as Shema Sarai, just like you just became, that he got a loan. He was called Avraham before he did the Bris Milah. Shem changed his name to Avraham, and Shem says, Sarai is going to become Sarah, Uvirachti Osa, shockingly, Avram, guess what? Surprise. You're going to have a son with Sarah. Avram's being told this at the age of 99. And just like I told you that you're going to have great people come from you, guess what? You and Sarah, the child that you're going to produce together, is also going to create a very great people. Vayipol Avram alpanov vayitzchak. Avram fell on his face, and he laughed. Why did Avram fall on his face? Because you can't receive Ruach HaKodesh while standing on your feet until you have a Bris Milah. Chazal contrasts Avram after the Bris Milah is able to stand and receive Nevuah, receive Ruach HaKodesh. I know Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh are not exactly the same, as we pointed out yesterday. Right? But Avram was able to have an encounter with the Kodesh Baruch Hu on his feet only after he got Bris Milah. He didn't have Bris Milah yet. He's about to get his Bris Milah. But he didn't have it yet, so he falls on his face. And he's Vayitzchak. What does Vayitzchak mean? He laughs. Unkelis translates Vayitzchak here as opposed to Sarah's laugh in next week's Parsha, where Sarah's laugh is translated as a laugh. Avram's laugh is translated by Unkelis, I believe, in this week's Parsha as Vechadi. Vechadi is a lashon of rejoice. Right? Avram's laugh wasn't a cynical laugh, which Sarah gets criticized for. Avram's laugh was a laugh of celebration. I can't believe it. I just found out I won the lottery. When Avram's running out, saying, I can't believe it. It's not saying he can't believe it. He does believe it. He just said, I can't believe it. I'm so excited. V'chadi. V'yitzchak. V'yomer b'libo. And he says, wow, who would have thought a 100-year-old man like me, a 90-year-old woman like Sarah, would have a child? And then Avraham, and this we looking back on it now, we would say, Avraham says something very dangerous. Avraham says to Hashem, you know, maybe it would be enough just to have Yishmael. Where it's bold in a pasuk Yirches. Vayomer Avram el Elokim. Lu Yishmael yichya lefanacha. Halavai Yishmael would live. Avram was 86 years old when he gave birth to Yishmael. I mean, Yishmael is a 13-year-old boy now. He's becoming a bar mitzvah. It's time for him to make choices in life. Am I in? Am I out? Do I believe in the same God as my father Abraham? Do I walk a different path? And Avram davened, Rabbono Shel Olam, Lu Yishmael yichya lefanacha. Halavai Yishmael should live before you. Halavai Yishmael should be a from yid. Vayomer Elokim, what does Hashem say back? That's not enough. Maybe for you that would be enough, Avram. For me, that's not enough. Aval sara ishtecha yoledes l'cha bein, v'karaz eshmo Yitzchak. No, I insist that Sarah will have a child with you. You will name that child Yitzchak. V'akimosi es brisi ito l'brisolam l'zara achav. And the primary covenant that I'm making with you is who? Is over Yitzchak, not over Yishmael. And as far as you're concerned about Yishmael, don't worry. Yishmael is also going to be chashuv. Pasachov, Uli Yishmael Shematicha. I've heard what you've said regarding Yishmael. He named Birachti also. He's blessed. Birfresi also. He'll be abundant. Birbesi also. Bimaod Maod. And he'll have a lot of money. He'll have a lot of Saudi princes living in billion-dollar mansions. Right? He'll have a lot of money. He'll have a lot of money. Yishmael is going to be fine. Shnei Masar Nisiyim Yolid. He's going to have princes come from him. He's going to be a very great nation. But the main bris is going to be with Yitzchak, who's going to be born to Sarah in a year from now. Hashem stopped speaking to him. Hashem ascended. The Shekhinah departed. Me'al Avram. And the end of the parak is that Avram goes. He takes himself. He takes Yishmael. He takes the family. And everyone gets a bris milah. Now Avram had Ruach HaKodesh. There's no question that Avram had Ruach HaKodesh. When Avram named Yishmael Yishmael, how did he know to name him Yishmael? The Malach told Hagar that you should name the child Yishmael. Then Avram goes and he calls the kid Yishmael. So Rashi says, how did Avram know to call Yishmael Yishmael? He never heard from the Malach that he was supposed to name him Yishmael. So Rashi says, Avram named him Yishmael because Avram had Ruach HaKodesh. What to name him? Avram had an ability to see beyond his immediate Dalet Avos. Which means, I'm very comfortable saying that Avram was well aware of the future of Yishmael. Avram knew who Yishmael would be. Avram knew exactly what would be happening in the world today. And therefore, how could it be that Avram davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha, if only Yishmael would live before you. Was Avram so naive, both on a natural level to see what was already happening in his own home with Yishmael, and Avram's supernatural ability to see beyond his world? Did Avram not realize that Yishmael was going to be the root of so many tzaras for Klal Yisrael? So look at source number 2 in the Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Vayigash. Oh, by the way, today's shiur is, I would say, 95% based on a piece from Pinchas Friedman in the Shvilei Pinchas, in the two volume Shvilei Pinchas on Bereishis. This is in Parshas Lech Lecha Maimer Yud Zayin. Okay, but instead of reading the Maimer inside, which makes it amazing, but it's a little heavier that way, I thought it would be more fun to do it this way. So I took out the main Maamar Makomos, added a few other little points, but it's primarily based on his Mahalach. So says the Zohar in source number 2, paraphrasing the Pasuk in Yishaya Samach Gimel, Ki Avram lo yida anu, is Avram so naive? Says the Zohar, Da afa gav de bekiuma da alma lo ishtadal alon kamad ishtadal Yishmael. You almost get the impression that Avram's putting more ishtadlus. Avram's more interested in what? In making sure things work out for Yishmael than he is working out for you. Hashem said, I'm going to give you Yitzchak. I'm going to give you Sarah. And Avram, it's fine. Halavai, we just have Yishmael. If things work out with Yishmael, halavai, lu yichye Yishmael lefanecha. The Avram lo yida anu, says the Navi. Did Avram not realize what's happening here? Ki'ilu Avram is putting in more effort. He's fighting more for Yishmael than he's fighting for Yitzchak. What's the pshat? Did Avram not realize Baruch HaKodesh, the troubles that Yishmael would create? And furthermore, what exactly was Avram davening? What was the tefillah of Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha? What exactly did he want from Yishmael? So if you look at Rashi in source number 3, Lu Yishmael Yichya, Halavai Sheyichya Yishmael. Avram's first response is, I'm not worthy of anything more than Yishmael. Hashem, you blessed me with a child at the age of 86. After a long time of waiting, that was already a big bracha. And Avram, being a Baal Midos Tovos, his Makir Tov, he recognizes the kindness Hashem has done for him and says, Kavaldik, that would have been enough. But then Avram said, but if you're going to let me, if Yishmael is going to be my world, then I, again, believe me, I'd be satisfied with just Yishmael, says Avram. But I need the Yishmael to at least be the type of child I want to have. Says Rashi in the next of the Dibur HaMaskil, Yichyel Lefanecha. What does it mean? What was Avram's feeling? Yishmael should live before you. Says Rashi, Yichya Bir Ascha. He should be a person of Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shemayim. He should live with Yira. Kamo Hisalech Lefanai, Palach Kadamai. I want him to what? Yichya Lefanecha doesn't just mean to live before you, but to live before you in the presence of Hashem. To have Yiras Hashem. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, why didn't Avram, whose whole midah is chesed, daven that Yishmael should have Avas Hashem? Why is he daven that he should have Yiras Hashem? So I think you could say right off the bat, we know that Avram's midah of chesed becomes perverted through Yishmael. Right? Yishmael is a perversion of love. Yishmael is a perversion of love. That's why Yishmael superficially paints themselves as very tznius, very tzanua, and yet, Hamavin Yavin, if you read about the way that the women are actually treated and the very, very sexually perverse lifestyle that they live, Yishmael Am Hadoma Lechamor, right? If you read about the way that ISIS treats their female captives, v'chulu v'chulu, it's too disgusting to even get into. So you understand that Avram's midah of intense love becomes terribly perverted through Yishmael. So we could say at this point, why does Avram daven? Rav Pinchas Friedman doesn't make this point, but I think it's a davar barur. It's a very obvious point. Why does Avram daven that Yishmael should have Yiras Hashem? To balance him out. Right? Avram's midah is chesed. Avram's midah is ava. He recognizes that Yishmael is a perversion of the midah of ava. And he davens that he should be balanced out through Yira. The same way that Yitzchak's midah is gvura. Perverted gvura becomes not inner strength, but killing others. Right? It becomes the Crusades. It becomes Edom slaughtering the world in the name of their God. And therefore, again, that's a perversion of the Midah of Gura. So we would want to balance out Esav by trying to awaken within Esav proper Ava. Like we said yesterday, Yaakov is Tiferes, Yaakov is Emes, Mar Cheshvan, the balance, by Yishlishi, like we learned about yesterday. But it's very obvious why Avram says, Yishmael needs Yiras Hashem. He doesn't need Ava. He has plenty of Ava. Avram's home is all about the Ava. He's a perversion of Ava. We need to bring him back to the middle path. But again, Rav Pinchas Friedman asks, why Dafka, he's going to have a very different Mahalach, why Dafka does Avram daven that Yishmael should have Yira? Halavai should serve before you with Yira. That's the second question. So again, question one, didn't Avram realize who Yishmael is going to be? And question number two, if he's going to daven that Yishmael should be from, why didn't he daven that Yishmael should be from with Ava? Why did he daven he should be from Dafka with Yira? So there's a very important Arizal, and this is the godless of Rav Pinchas Friedman, one of the greatest Bali Machshava, I would say, in the world today. Someone who's able to take little passages here and there in Kisvei Ari and tear them open and make them so simple, as if, you know, as if I could have sat down with the Arizal and figured out the whole secret sugya that the Arizal is being meramis to, with unbelievable clarity. I think that's why Rav Pinchas Friedman is so beloved. In addition to being a tremendous Baal Midos Tovos and a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a very warm and down-to-earth person that everyone can relate to, but his ability to explain sugyos in Pnimiyas HaTorah with great clarity is one of the great attractions to him. So he brings as follows. He brings that the Arizal has in the Sefer HaLikutim and Parshas Toldos. He writes as follows in source number 4. Ki Adam HaRishon Kishachata. When Adam HaRishon sinned, Adam's chet, which was a multifaceted sin. What was Adam's chet? What was Adam's chet? How did you define it? What avera did Adam violate? It's not so simple to pinpoint one thing. There were many dimensions to Adam's chet. The way that he rejected Hashem. And what came afterwards. Well, you could say, what do you mean? It was avodah zarah. He didn't listen to God. Macholos Asuros. You could say a lot of different things. Adam's tikkun comes about through the Gimel Avos. And Chava is rectified, he says here, through the Gimel Imaos. Now the Pasha says it's a mistake. Right? That's how it's printed in Kisvei Arizal. If you look in the writings of Rav Chaim Vital, where he has a very similar passage, clearly based on the teachings of his Rebbe, the Arizal, he writes Dal Imaos. So I don't think there's like something to the darshan here, which are the three Imos. I think the pashtus probably is that it's a mistake, but I'm not sure. Okay, but either way, the Avos and the Imos come to be metakin for Adam and Chava. Good. What was Avram's aspect of tikkun? How does Avram come to fix Adam and Rishon? Look what he writes. Va'amnam. Avram tikkun avon ha'avodizara kushalhush lachlor kastim. When Avram is throwing, I'm so hot. Anyone else boiling in here?
It's very warm in here.
That's because we're getting into Kisvei Arizal. Of course it's warming up. Yeah? I'm just boiling in here. We can open the window if you guys want. So says the Halakha Arizal, Avram was mitakein the Avodah Zarah of Adam HaRishon. You could certainly say that part of the chet of Adam HaRishon was what? Was Avodah Zarah. Maybe we'll start with the window, whatever you want. Again? Alright, whatever you want. So part of Adam's chet was Avodah Zarah. Nu chevra, look inside. Part of Adam's chet was Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah was fixed by Avram. How was the Avodah Zarah fixed by Avram? Avram was thrown into a fiery furnace. How does that help? Says the Arizal, Kedichsiv, we know the Torah tells us that you're supposed to take the Asherah tree, you're supposed to take the Avodah Zarah of the Umos HaOlam, and Tisrafun Ba'esh, burn it in fire. So Avram being thrown into the fire is burning out that Nekuda of Avodah Zarah inside of himself, that's rooted back in the chet of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon's Avodah Zarah rejecting Hashem. Okay. V'loa love, elal nitzas yishmal shahayubo, kolul azadayin. Why does Avram need to be thrown into a fiery furnace? Avram, Avodah Zarah, Avram's the shorish of Amunah. The answer is, because at that point, Avram still had within him the potential, the future child he would give birth to, Yishmael. And Yishmael represents that negative nekuda within Avram, and therefore, in order to rectify it, Avram needed to undergo this cleansing process, to burn the Avodah Zarah, so to speak. Okay. Besod, this is the secret and the concept of Tzadik HaNitpas Ba'avon Ador, that Avram has to go into a fire because of what his future children, Yishmael, might do. You might ask a question, Yishmael is dafka not so much connected to Avodah Zarah. It's a good question. But apparently Yishmael's connection to Avodah Zarah, which we will see in a second, I mean Yishmael today, Yishmael, if anyone, is pretty close to, Lavdol very far, but they're pretty close as far as belief in God to the Jewish people. So you'd think Yishmael is not so much about Avodah Zarah. Okay, something to think about. Min guf Avram. And therefore, when Yishmael separates from Avram, see, Avram went to the mikvah for Avodah Zarah. The mikvah for Avodah Zarah is to go into a fiery furnace, to burn the Asherah in fire. But once Yishmael is actually born, Yishmael goes back to his natural state, which is what? Kedichziv. Sarah sees as Ben Hagar Mitzris. And what does she see that he's involved with? She sees that he's involved with Tzchok, which Chazal understand is a reference to Avodah Zarah, Zu Avodah Zarah, as Chazal explained. And therefore, what did Avram see? Avram, who's the Shorash of Amunah, sees that his son Yishmael is getting involved in Avodah Zarah. And Avram, like any loving father, cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this week's parasha. What does he say? Hashem, please. Kishara Avram, three lines from the end of source 4. When Avram saw, Yishmael Rasha V'chayim Misa, Lezeh Amar Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. Hashem, please. I'm davening for my son, that he should come back to the proper path. Ratzalomar, Kishayachzer B'tshuva. He davened that Yishmael's end should be good, that Yishmael the person, Yishmael the people we have to work on. Yishmael the person should be chozer b'tshuva. V'chein ha'ya shechozer b'tshuva ki yadua. And as Chazal say, Yishmael the person ended off his life a righteous person. He was chozer b'tshuva. V'achar kach nitzu tatov shehaya b'Yishmael. Look carefully at the last line now. The good spark that was contained within Yishmael, yatsu mimenu yisra ha'yishma'ili shelokach bas nachash v'havein. From Yishmael, the perfected Yishmael, the good Yishmael, the reason Yishmael makes it through Avram's davening prayer, make sure we got to save Yishmael. Why do we need to save Yishmael? Because in the future there's going to be something very, very good that comes from Yishmael. What's the very good spark that comes from Yishmael? The very good spark that comes from Yishmael is Yisra HaYishmaeli, who married the daughter of Nachash. They got to know a little Tanakh in order to know what's going on here. The Havein, says the Arizal, make sure you understand. Arizal is not saying make sure you understand Kabbalah, he's saying make sure you know Tanakh. So let's learn a little Tanakh. Okay, the Gemara in Shabbos will help us out. The Gemara in Shabbos says, four people died Be'et Yoshal Nachash. Look at source 5. Arba Mesu Be'et Yoshal Nachash. Four people died because of the poison of the snake. What does that mean to die because of the poison of the snake? Why does a person die? You remember the story with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? When Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and the Gemara goes, he puts his foot over the snake hole, the snake comes up and bites him, and the snake dies. And Rabbi Chanina comes into the base medrash like a champ with the snake around his neck. Right? With his, you know, like when the boxers Lahavda win, they hold up the big belts, the wrestling match, right? He comes in with the snake around his neck, and everyone says, wow, you killed the Arod? You killed that crazy snake that was terrorizing the neighborhood? And he says, of course I did. He says, it's not the snake that harms a person, it's one's Averos that harms a person. Because Anita Mendoza knew that he was a person, because of his innocence and his purity, that the snake could not harm him. If the snake tries to bite him, the snake's going to die. It's not the snake that kills, says Rabbi Chanina, it's our averos that get us into trouble. Be'et Yoshal Nachash means that four people died not because of averos, but simply because the snake poisoned other Marisha. There were four people, the Gemara in Shabbos has a small list, four individuals who never did an averos. That's what it means. To die Be'et Yoshal Nachash means to... Are you getting cold?
I'm actually right in the line.
Okay. Well, once it cools down, we'll shut it off. Definitely helped a lot already. Ellie will monitor. Okay? Et Yoshal Nachash means the poison of the snake. Means that you die not because of any Avera that you did. You died simply because... These are people who never did an Avera. But they died because of what happened with the Nachash. They have to die. Who are they? Who are the four people who never sinned? Take a look at this list. A very interesting list. Binyamin ben Yaakov. Binyamin. Shevi Binyamin. Binyamin the person. Binyamin the son of Yaakov. Amram, the father of Moshe, Yishai, the father of David, and Kilav, the son of David. Those are the four people who never did an Avera. V'kulu gemara levar mi Yishai avi David, demefarish be'kra. How do I know Binyamin never sinned? How do I know Amram never sinned? How do I know Kilav never sinned? Gemara, it's a tradition. How do I know Yishai never sinned? We have sources. Dichsev. Let's follow this pasuk carefully in Shmuel Beis. Ve'asa masa som Avshalom tachas Yoav al hatzava. Avshalom, in his rebellion against David HaMelech, placed Amasa in charge of the army in place tachas Yoav, in place of Yoav. Who's Amasa? The Navi tells us. Ve'amasa ben Ish. Amasa was the son of a man. Okay. Ushamo Yisra ha'Yisraeli. Amasa was the son of Yisra HaYisraeli. Who's Yisra HaYisraeli? Asher Ba El Abigail Bas Nachash. Are you following this family tree here, Chavra? We'll make it clear. Yisra HaYisraeli had relations with Abigail, the daughter of Nachash, and they had a son, Amasa. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Again, read, look at the words. Amasa ben Ish, Amasa was the son of a man who, Yisra HaYisraeli was his father, and Yisra Israeli had relations with Abigail, the daughter of Nachash. And then they had a son named Amasa. Who's Abigail Bas Nachash? Achos Tzruya. Abigail was the sister of Tzruya, who was the mother of Yoav. You got all these personalities here? So let's finish the Gemara, and then it'll come clear. Lechi Bas Nachash, have Whoa. Avigail Bas Nachash. Let's take the pieces we know. Avigail, it says here, is the sister of Tzruya. And Tzruya was the mother of Yoav. Yoav was the nephew of David. David had two sisters. David had a sister named Avigail, and David had a sister named Tzruya. By the way, I'll just point out, and maybe this is the first time that you're realizing it, we talked about Yoav ben Tzruya, who was commander-in-chief of David HaMelech's army. Yoav ben Tzruya, we probably assumed until this moment, maybe, that Tzruya was a man. Tzruya was a woman. Yoav ben Tzruya was called by his mother's name, which is interesting. You have that once in a while. There's a discussion, let's say, in the Gemara, Rabba Bar Chana. We're actually going to have him today. In Sanhedrin Daf Hei, he appears. Or Rabba Bar Chana. Is Chana like Chana, like my oldest daughter, Chana Gabriela? Is Chana a female? And why do we have someone in the Gemara named the son of the mother, when almost 99% of the time we have someone named the son of their father? So you might have assumed that Tsruya was a man. Tsruya, in fact, is a girl. Tsruya is the sister of Abigail. Abigail, Tsruya, and David were siblings. Who was their father? Nachash. Nachash? I thought his name was Yishai. Says the Gemara. Ba'alo bas Yishai have? Hold on a second. What do you mean, bas Nachash? I thought his name is Yishai. Says the Gemara, concludes the Gemara in source number 5, Elabas mi shemes be'et yoshal Nachash. Why was Yishai called Nachash? Because Yishai never did any averos. And the only reason he had to die was because of what? Because once upon a time, someone did an avera, and the Nachash poisoned mankind. And it's the destiny of all men to die. All men to die. And therefore, even Binyamin and Amram and Yishai and Kilav, who never did averos, have to die. So Yishai got the code name Nachash. Yishai got the code name Nachash. Anyone need a copy? Chavoy. Okay? Good? So you got the family tree here a little bit? You have Yishai on the top, a.k.a. Nachash. Yishai's children are David, Abigail, and Tsruya. Abigail has relations. That's all it tells. It doesn't say they're married. It just says that Abigail has relations with Yisra HaYisraeli. To figure out who that is. And they have a son named Amasa. Okay. Now what's going on here? Who is this Yisra HaYisraeli? If you remember, the Arizal told us that the spark of holiness within Yishmael is who? What was the last line in source number 4? Yisra HaYishmaeli. Who is Yisra HaYishmaeli? So if you look in Divrei HaYamim in source 6, we find out that this Yisra HaYisraeli, as referred to in Shmuel Beis, has another name. Sometimes he's called Yisra HaYisraeli. Sometimes he's called Yeser HaYishmaeli. Take a look. Abigail yada es Amasa. Abigail gave birth to Amasa, exactly like it says in Shmuel Beis. Va'avi Amasa Yeser HaYishmaeli. So in Shmuel Beis he's called Yisra HaYisraeli, and in Divrei HaYamim he's called Yeser HaYishmaeli. The Pashas is, it's the same person. Why is his name changing? Says Rashi in source 7, Yeser HaYishmaeli. In Shmuel Beis he's called Yisraeli, not Yishmaeli, because Be'eretz Yishmael HaYadar, because he lived in the area where many Yishmaelim lived. The Radak explains further, source number 8. This is the Radak in Divrei HaYamim. Yisra HaYishmaeli. Who? Yisra HaYisraeli. It's the same guy. The same person. V'karu Yishmaeli lifi shagar be'aret Yishmael. He got the nickname Yishmaeli because he was living amongst Ishmaelites. U'lafichach, but to make sure that it was clear that he was in fact a Jew, karu Yisrael. Shelo yachshov adam lifi shakar Yishmaeli shahayi mizera Yishmael. El mizera Yisrael hayam. We want to make clear, even though he's sometimes called Yishmaeli because he was living amongst the Yishmaelim, but Lamaisa, he's what? He's Yisra HaYisraeli. Don't get confused and think he's a Yishmaeli. He's in fact a Jew. He was in fact a Jew. That's how the Radak understands Divrei HaYamim versus Shmuel Beis. Yes.
So, the rabbis in the Gemara that are named Rabbi Yishmael.
Yeah, Rabbi Yishmael. Well, again, Yishmael, the person, was Chozer B'Tshuva. That was Avram's tefillah and was answered. Lu Yishmael Yechiel Lefanecha, and Hashem says yes, Yishmael is going to be fine. Yishmael, the person, is going to work out fine. So it's still an interesting question about naming after Yishmael. There's a discussion in Sfarim about that. But yeah, Rabbi Yishmael presumably is not such a strange thing. If you go to the end of the story of Yishmael again, I want to name after someone who worshipped idols at the beginning of his life. What's the answer?
Like Abraham.
Yes, like Abraham. If your name is Abraham, then you're named after someone who worshipped idols at the beginning of his life. Okay, so it's not so strange to name after Yishmael, the person. Although, in light of our world today, it's maybe not the most popular name for a Jew. Yes. Another Abigail. Yes.
This is not a problem, though.
Why?
It's not, and there's no toilets.
So Judah says, hold on. What we're trying to do here today is show how Yishmael, the person, Yishmael and his descendants, right, which are not Jews, but the nation of Yishmael, somehow produce a good spark for Kol Yisrael. According to the Radak, you're telling me that what? This Yisra HaYisraeli was really a Yisrael, and he was just called Yishmael once in a while because he lived amongst Yishmaelim. Ah. So there's another version of the story. Because again, according to the Arizal, we don't want Yisra, HaYisraeli to really be Yisrael. We want it to be someone from Yishmael who in a crazy roundabout way becomes a salvation for Klal Yisrael. In Hashem's way, that he mocks the enemies. The same way that Moshe was raised in Paro's home. The same way that Hashem always been a hafachu, hiktim, refu lamaka. Hashem puts into play the salvation before things get crazy. So look what happens. There's another version of the story. There's another version of the story that's found in source number 9 in the Yalkut Shimoni. In the Yalkut Shimoni, we find a mahalach that works with the Arizal. The Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash says as follows. Rabbi Shmuel Amar. Yisra Yishma'eli have V'at Amad Yisra'eli, working with the same problem the Rishonim are working with. Why is he called Yishmael and sometimes called Yisra'eli? Says the Medrash. El Yishma'eli Haya. He really was an Ishmaelite. He really was a descendant of Yishmael. V'nichnas lebeis ha-medrash, and he walked into the base medrash of who? Of Yishai, the father of David. And he saw Yishai, the perfected tzaddik who never sinned in his life, sitting and he was learning and he was expounding on psukim. Shai Yoshev Doresh, Penu Elai v'hivashu kol afse aretz, turn towards me and seek salvation. All the corners of the earth. A call to all of mankind to join the Jewish people. To come to the true God. Ki ani el v'ein od. Because I am God and there is no other. This Yishmaeli, when he came in the presence of the Tzaddik, when he came in the presence of Yishai, and he heard just him recite this pasuk, speaking about this reality of Hashem being the only God, miyad nisgayer v'nasan lo pitam. Look at the version of the story we find in the Medrash. Miyad nisgayer, he converted to Yiddishkeit. He joined the Jewish people, and Yishai was so impressed by his commitment that Yishai says, marry my daughter Avigail. Marry my daughter Avigail. So he converted. His Goyish name was what? Yasser HaYishma'eli. Then he joined the Jewish people and he changed his name from Yasser to Yisra. As if to say what? Why do you add an Aleph? Because now I'm a Kabbal de Alufa Sha'olah, Aleph, Hashem Echad. Now I know the truth. And I'm no longer Yishma'eli, now I'm Yisraeli. And that was the tefillah that Avram was davening for. Avram saw into the future and said, look, there's going to be someone from Yishmael who's going to convert. He's going to become a very fine person. And Avram was looking out for him. That I hope that Yishmael can make it through. This is what he was davening for. But who was this? Who was this Yisra Shmeel? So he converted, and Yishai took him as a son-in-law. Gavaldik, he gets much better than that. We know, however, that there are two Mashiachs. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us, one of the main sources for the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef, the Gemara is expounding a pasuk in Zechariah. V'yareini Hashem arba charashim. Hashem showed me the four craftsmen. Who are the four craftsmen? Ma'aniu arba charashim. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. The four craftsmen are none other than Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, and Kohen Tzedek. Okay. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. Such a concept that we have two Mashiachs. Why do we need two Mashiachs? The Zohar says in Source 11, the secret of the pasuk Lo Yosser Shaven Yehuda, and again I put this on the sheet because it comes up in our Gemara today. Dafei, Sanhedrin Dafei. Lo Yosser Shaven Yehuda refers to Mashiach ben David. Mechokek mi ben Raglav, da Mashiach ben Yosef. Why do we need two Mashiachs? Why do we need two Mashiachs? So Rabosa, I'll let you in on the secret. The Arizal in the Likutei Torah in Parshas Kiseitze tells us the secret. And it's so amazing. Look at this. Hine Golas Bavel Hu Neged HaRosh. When Daniel saw his prophetic image of the various exiles, it's an amazing thing. Sometimes the Golas was under a single nation. Sometimes the Golas was under a conglomerate of enemies. A group of enemies who were working together against us. So we normally talk about Golas Bavel. Then we talk about Paras U'Maldai. We kind of put those two together. Then Yavan, and then Edom. But look how the Arizal understands the final Golas. It's not really just Golas Edom that we're in today. It's not just the threat of a Jew being swallowed up by Western culture and abandoning his Yiddishkeit for the carefree, liberal lifestyle of America. There's also the threat, and very much on the rise, the threat of militant Islam. We're battling Edom and we're battling Yishmael. Why is it so precise in Daniel's vision? Take a look, says the Arizal in Source 12. Galus, Bavel corresponds to the head. As Daniel saw in his vision, Ant hu Resha did the Hava. You are a head of gold. That's Bavel. Madayu Paras, two nations correspond to what? The two arms in Daniel's vision. Neged Hazroah, Shem Shtai. Yavon corresponds, Yavon, a single nation, corresponds to the Guf. Shu Echad. That's of course why Guf is Gematria Chanukah, 89. The Edom, the Yishmael, says the Arizal, you have to sit on a secret, the final Golas that we're battling right now is not just Golas Edom, but it's Edom and Yishmael. And therefore, in the body, in the image that Daniel saw, it corresponds to two parts, namely the two legs. The same way Paras and Madai is the two arms, Edom and Yishmael are the two legs. Edom and Yishmael, Neged HaYirechayim, Sheim, Shtayim, V'aruchim. And that's of course what we talk about, the Ikhlas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach, the legs of Mashiach. Because again, we're trying to mitakim the legs. On the one hand, the lowest part of the body. On the other hand, the part that carries the whole body. Yeah, it means the thighs. It means the thighs. But he's understanding it as the whole. Yeah, Yarach means thigh. That's true. We're very connected to Chanukah and Purim. Netzach and Hod. That Guf is Gematria Chanukah. And here it says that Yavin is Neged Guf. Okay, so Edom and Yishmael are the, yes, are the Yerechayim, are the thighs, Shem Shtayim V'Aruchim. That's why I said legs, Judah, because he says, right, he's contrasting, as opposed to the Zeroos, the arms, which he's seeing as a shorter trouble, Maldai and Paras, he's seeing the legs as longer and stronger. Okay, so that's Edom and Yishmael. So Ravosai, now that we understand that the final Birurim take place in battling two different nations, Edom and Yishmael, so that means that in order to bring about the final Gula, we need what? We need what? Two redeemers. We're battling two very different kochos. We need two different positive kochos to fight them. It would not be enough to just have Mashiach ben David or Mashiach ben Yosef. You need Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David in order to fight off this enemy. Who fights against who? Who fights Edom? Who fights Yishmael? So if you look in Rashi and Vayetze, when Yosef is finally born, Vayikasher Yelda Rachel as Yosef, Vayomer Yaakov El Lavan, I'm out of here. Shalcheini Ve'elcha El Makomi Ularzi. When Yosef is born, all of a sudden what? All of a sudden what? When Yosef is born, all of a sudden Yaakov feels like go back to Esav, because Yosef is the koach to fight off Esav. Says Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, source 14, Mishinolad Sitno Shal Esav, Mashiach ben Yosef fights off Esav. Who's Esav? Edom. Esav is called Edom. Again, we have two Goliaths that we're battling now. Edom and Yishmael. We have America abandoning Israel, and we have all of our Yishmaeli friends, cousins, neighbors, who are, needless to say, abandoning Klal Yisrael. So we need two Mashiachs to fight back. We need Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef, when does Yaakov feel comfortable going back to Esav, to engaging in Esav, once Yosef's born? Why? Because Yosef is Sitno Shel Esav. What's the pasuk in Ovadia, the very small sefer of Ovadia? Vayebeis Yaakov Eish, Yaakov is a fire. Beis Yosef Lahava, Yosef is a flame, Chanukah. Ubeis Esav Lakash, and Esav will be consumed like straw. Right? So when Yosef was born, concludes Rashi, Mishnolad Yosef, then Yaakov had the confidence in Hashem to return to battle Esav. Okay? What about Yishmael? Who's going to fight Yishmael? Mashiach ben Yosef takes on Edom. Who takes on Yishmael? Who takes on Yishmael? Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David. That's the final Biruin.
What's the connection?
Says Pirkei Der Eliezer, says the Medrash in source 15, when Avram is first sees that frightening vision of the Bris Bein Basarim, which is being merames to all of the exiles, he sees, right, there's an Ema, Chashecha, Gedola, Nofelisalav. Ema is Edom. Chashecha, darkness obviously, is Hanukkah, is Yavan. Gedola is Paras U'Madai. Nofelis is Bavel. Alav, says the Medrash long ago, a secret that many of us didn't realize. The final Golos is not only Edom. The final Golos is a love. Elu HaYishma'elim. Shaleim Ben David Yitzmach. So we have Mashiach Ben David fighting Yishmael. And we have Mashiach Ben Yosef fighting Edom. Which answers a very, very scary question. Answers a very scary question. What's the scary question? The scary question is, what's actually playing itself out in the world right now? Is America going to lose control over militant Islam? Right? Is what's happening in the Middle East going to make a mockery out of America? Or is America, being the world power that it traditionally was, going to be able to hold on to their position? From Chazal, the impression is that America will crumble first, and then the final Birurim, Mashiach ben David, will be against Yishmael. Time to make Aliyah, Chevra. Okay, yeah.
Zohar says that very clearly. I can read the source later, but it says that Mashiach comes to be
Right. Yep. There's a lot of sources like that. You have the Zohar. You have this Pirkei Avos Yetzer, which is probably even earlier. Okay. Yeah.
That's why I said some of your fathers shared with me like how Yaakov and the nation is of his cash, right? So in Parshat Toldo.
Yeah.
And when it says, "By Yetzer Yitzchak Hashem Melochav Yishlof Yaakovasi."
Okay.
Or that's unnecessary is Yishto.
Okay.
Right? So Yishto is really the word Ish Vakash.
Ish Vakash. Good. Very good. Very nice, Travis. Toh is Gamach Yerkash. Ish Vakash. Yeah. Very good.
In his speech, Rav Kook implies at one point that the Mishapin Yosef may have been.
Yeah, you have to work that out. Some say that Lubavitcher Rebbe was Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef dies, according to Chazal. So Mashiach ben Yosef does not, and Mashiach ben Yosef, in answer to the Vilna Gaon, understood Mashiach ben Yosef, not so much a person, but maybe a movement.
Wow.
Right? That's what we find in the writings that are attributed to the Gra. Questionable writings, the Kol HaTor. Questionable safer, but assuming that it was authored by the Gra, the Vilna Gaon understands Mashiach ben Yosef as a movement. So yeah, the return to Eretz Yisrael, the Zionist movement, for all its successes and or failures, right, could have been understood as Mashiach ben Yosef. And the fighting in order to get a foothold in Eretz Yisrael, that could be Mashiach ben Yosef. But again, the postulate is, and I always take this back, by the way, to the Gemara in Machos, because when Habakkuk comes along and says, if I had to sum up the whole Torah in one principle, what would it be? V'tzadik b'munaso yichya. Yeah? So look at the words now. Look at the words. V'tzadik b'emunaso yichya. Right? Yichya is that same word that Avram used when he was davening for Yishmael. Lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha. First there's going to be emuna, which is America, which is Christianity. Right? You just got to believe in Yashka. That's the first Birurim. But after that, it's Yechya. When it comes down to it, the way that Chazal... And I can go back and forth with different sources to try to figure out who's actually going to be the last piece in the puzzle. But the way we're learning the Sugya today, it's clear that America will lose its power. And you see it happening in the world today. Russia thinks America's a joke. Iran thinks America's a joke. Yishmael thinks America's a joke. And it's going to come down to Mashiach ben David battling Yishmael, as it clearly says in Pirkei Derev Eliezer. That Alav Eli Yishmaelim Shaleim Ben David, not Ben Yosef, but Ben David Yitzmach. Okay? Yeah.
Did you read Rav Kook's essay after Herzl passed away?
The one that he just mentioned?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mashiach Ben Yosef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Why is the Mashiach Ben David fights off? Yishmael and Yosef, like those people, right?
Yosef, I used to until I got into this sugya, I would have maybe argued the other way. But let's see the next source, and then maybe we'll have a little more of a clarity. I think you can argue both ways, and the answer is they're both right because they're interwoven. The same way that the Svarim, looking at Kisvei Arizal, they're trying to figure out, does the right leg correspond to Chanukah and the left leg correspond to Purim, or vice versa? Netzach and Hod. Netzach and Hod are interwoven, the same way Edom and Yishmael are interwoven, the same way Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David are interwoven. So they're both fighting Yishmael and they're both fighting Edom. But primarily, the way we're learning the Sugya today is that Mashiach ben Yosef has to deal with Esav, as Yaakov gained confidence to fight Esav once Yosef was born. And like it says here, that David's the one who has to fight Yishmael. I could argue the opposite. I could say Yishmael is Pagam Abris, right? A fake morality, a fake, you know, tznius, and Yosef is the one who's the true tzaddik. And I could argue that David is Amunah. David is Tefillah. Right? And Edom, Christianity is all about just believe in Yashka, you don't have to do anything. It's all about Amunah. Just wear a cross on your neck and say, I believe, and you're good. So you could definitely argue the opposite. Right? Nisiva Shalom talks in many places about the final Birurim being Kedusha and Amunah. Kedusha being Yishmael, Amunah being Edom. So that's why for a while I used to think that the punchline to this sugya is that no, that America will be more dominant over Yishmael. But you see in the world today, the trend is not going that way. It's just amazing that thousands of years ago, already we had the whole sugya put together. As World War III, Rahman al-Tzlan, is playing itself out, we have it's all in our svar. But I would have thought that America was going to, you know, whip ISIS and Iran, Yimach Shemam B'Zichrim, into shape. And no, you see that America is crumbling. They say that different tzaddikim said over the generations, whenever someone turns their back on Israel, immediately they lose their standing. I heard Rosh Hashanah say this once. They lose their standing as a world power. You saw it happen with England. That they used to be a world power, and then when they didn't like how Israel was being formed without, you know, the British permission, you saw that England very quickly was no longer respected as a world power. And many have said, and continue to say, that as America does not align itself, you know, fully as an ally with Israel, you'll see that America becomes the laughing stock of the world. And you see it happening. You see the other world powers, they don't respect America the way that they could or should. Yeah?
So we're saying now that, like, final war is going to happen with, like, the crumbling of America and the grand war and all of this. I don't know where. I think it's in Yechezkel where it talks about the war.
Yeah?
Before it describes like this brutal World War III, the coming of Mashiach, it sort of talks about coming of Mashiach in like a very peaceful and calm, and like, you know, like there's flowers, like everyone loves each other, and that's when Mashiach comes.
All right, so we have to work through it. There's a lot of different images in the Navi of Mashiach, and we have to work through them, put together the sugya.
So shouldn't we also, like, I don't want to say like.
There's also different tracks. There's different options, right?
Should we be optimistic that like the world's, like,
yeah,
tumbling down?
Yeah, but right now we're learning current events as Lamaisa it's happening. We're learning the sugya of current events as it's happening. Yeah, of course I would love a different version. I would love the version of Mashiach that comes much earlier, that came a long time ago. But we're not, that clearly didn't play itself out.
Should we be like happy that, oh, like, prophecy's coming true, so Mashiach's coming, like, yeah.
Yeah, we should be happy that it's coming true. We should also doubt that it should come about in a painless way. But yeah, there's a part of us that's crying, there's a part of us that's laughing, like we learned last week. Yeah, of course. It's a very broken thing that's happening in the world today. But, you know, the Maisa with the Chos of Lublin's clock, that every passing hour, right, is an hour closer to Mashiach. The world gets crazier by the minute, by the hour. But we're an hour closer to Mashiach, and that's a Gevaldic thing. Okay, so let's see. Source 16, let's finish up, because it's getting late. The Kaveh Yashar is a very interesting sefer. I recommend it. It's not impossible to learn, although you may find some things in there that are very unusual. But the Kaveh Yashar of Tzvi Hirsch Koidenover wrote the Kaveh Yashar. At the very, very end of the sefer, he talks about this inyan. And he writes there, Yadua, Shemikoachit Adam Arishon, Gavru Beis Klipos Shor Vechamor. We know that there's a koach of shor and there's a koach of chamor in the world. We didn't really, by the way, speak about how Amalek fits into all this. Amalek, both the people, and Amalek, the idea. As many have explained, Amalek is the idea of evil, so how does that fit in? Is Yishmael and Edom, do they become Amalek, even if they're not the biological Amalek? Or the Germans, Yimach Shemam, killing Jews, that's Edom. Is that also Amalek? Is Amalek an ideology? Is Amalek a biological people? How does Amalek, by the way, emerge from Shur and Chamor? I'll just show you. I'll give you a little puzzle piece. Right? The inner essence of the Chamor and the Shur creates Amalek. Who's the Shur? Who's compared to a Shur? Let's talk in negativity first, and then we'll talk in positivity. Shur is who?
Edom.
Shur is Edom. Shur is Esav. And who else is Shur in positive? Yosef. Bechor Shur. Right? Bechor Shuro, Hadar Lo. Yosef is the Shur. So Yosef fights against Esav, fights against Edom. Who's the Chamor? Am Adom al Chamor. Shvulachem Poem al Chamor. On the way to Akedah Yitzchak, Yishmael is the Chamor. How does Amalek emerge from these two worlds? What's Amalek compared to? What animal is Amalek compared to?
Heleph.
Bali is compared to a Kelev. What's the Gemashi of Kelev? 52. And what's the inner essence of Shor and Chamor? Well, the inner essence of Shor, the middle letter of Shor, is a Vav. The inner letters of Chamor is Mem Vav. So you have 6, and you have 46, is 52. So the inner core, right? The fuel, so to speak, that powers Shor v'Chamor is a Malik. Again, is a Malik an idea? Is a Malik a people? But the Kelev emerges from within Shor and Chamor. Okay?
Kelev also means Kelev.
Kalev. Okay. Right, and Eliyahu Navi's Gemachia. Good. V'chamor hu klipas Yishmael. Take a look. Says the Kaveh Yashar. Chamor is the klip of Yishmael, and Shor is the klip of Edom. And therefore, k'neged shtei klipos Shor v'chamor, in Kedush we have Mashiach ben David. We have Mashiach ben David, who's going to be misgaber on the chamor. The Oni Rochev al chamor. Mashiach described as an Oni, right? Tfilah l'Oni, David Melech. The humility of David Melech, who's Rochev al Chamor, who Mashiach ben Yosef, who's called the Shor. Kemosha Amar Akasav, Bechor Sharo Hadrala. Okay, so again, he aligns it very neatly for us. He shows us how Yosef corresponds to Shor. Yosef is Shor. He corresponds to Edom, who's Shor. And Mashiach ben David rides the Chamor the same way that Yishmael is compared to the Chamor. Now, the Golus of Yishmael, like we've been explaining, is really the final Birur. Mashiach ben David, the final steps that need to take place. The difficulty the world is facing today at large is because of Golus Yishmael. It is the most difficult and painful Golus to watch, and the scariest Golus to watch, regardless of where you find yourself on planet Earth right now. Whether you find yourself in New York City, or you find yourself in Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, it's the scariest and most threatening Golus that the world has ever faced. Says the Zohar in Source 17, the Shifcha, the threat of the Shifcha overpowering the one who she works for, the maidservant overpowering the one who she serves, the Hagar, the Olidis Yishmael, Sha'asa Kama Ros Yisrael. The threat of the Shifcha, namely Hagar, overpowering the Gvirta, overpowering Sarah, the threat of Yishmael, threatening Yitzchak, Vishalot Bam, Ve'ena Osam B'chol Mina Inuyin. Yishmael has all sorts of new types of affliction. Sickening things that the world can never even imagine. The Gazar Aleim Kama Shmados. And they decreed many harsh decrees against them. V'arayom im sholtim aleim. V'ein amanichim lehem lamur bedata. V'ein lecha galis kashu liYisrael kamo galis Yishmael. There will not be, there never was, and there never will be, a galis as painful and as difficult to watch, as scary, as galis Yishmael. And yet, David HaMelech, Mashiach ben David, it was not just Ben David. Mashiach ben David is David. The neshama of David HaMelech himself has to come to the rescue. Not just a descendant of David. David himself is Mashiach. Turn to the final three sources, and we get to the punchline. The Zohar writes in Pekudei, David iu have a malka b'hai alma, v'David yeh malka l'zman adasi. David was the Melech when he was here, but Mashiach ben David means Ben David, he has the neshama of David. That David himself has to come and get rid of Yishmael. So Rabosai. Now we come back to the parsha. Avram Davins Rabbona Sholam. Of course I want a son Yitzchak. But Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. If only Yishmael would what? Work out okay. Yishmael, the one who's going to threaten David HaMelech. The one who's going to try to stamp out Mashiach. So it appears. But in truth, and again, this is the ironic laugh of the V'tischach Liyom Acheron, when we get the last laugh. It's really a laugh. It's not just a laugh. It's not just a laugh of Avram, where we just were happy. It's an ironic laugh. Look how you, Yishmael, wanted to stop us. You were the one who saved us. You were the one who validated David. You were the one who created the one who's going to stop you. Look how it comes about. Judah, what do you want to say?
What does it mean,
They don't allow us to practice our religion. They try to make we don't try to make everyone Jewish. The Yishmaelim want that the whole world should be Muslim. That they should worship their religion. No one else. There's no other religion. Everyone else is a heretic. Everyone else has to have their head chopped off for being a heretic. They don't allow anyone else to be anything else other than their version of the world. That's not a Torah principle. We don't convince everyone to be us. Not at all. Okay? So David himself has to come and defend himself. That's what the Zohar is saying in Source 18. That David is not only the ancestor of Mashiach, but David is Mashiach. So we have to save David the person. And we need Yishmael to save David the person. So Rabosa, here's the punchline. And here's where the whole sugya comes together. There's a Mishnah in Yevamos. David HaMelech, we know, was chased his whole life. Baruch Niyasu Begashmias. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yevamos, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, that Amoni Moav Yasurim V'Yisurin Yisur Olam, that men from Ammon and Moab are not allowed to convert to Judaism. Avon the Kevos Seyem Mutaros Miyad. But a female woman, a woman from Moab, a woman from Ammon is allowed to convert. Why is that so significant to us? Who's a woman from Moab who converts, who we care a lot about? Rus, right? Rus's conversion is very important. A male from Moab cannot convert, cannot become Jewish. Rus, in fact, of course, can become Jewish. Now the Gemara has a discussion over there in Yevamos about this, about the permissibility of accepting converts from Moab if they're female, but not if they're male. But it was a big discussion. And not only was it not so simple that David should be respected as a melech, there were some who said, David is not Jewish. His mother's from Moab. You can't take a convert from Moab. And it was a big debate. Is that true about men or women as well? So look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, with a whole discussion in the times of Shaul HaMelech, Shaul recognized that David, he's fighting Goliath, he has tremendous abilities, he's nervous. Is David going to be a king? David a king? Amr le Doeg, where it's bolded, says Doeg Adomi, Before you ask if David is fit to be a melech, let's ask if he's fit to be a Jew. Is he allowed to join Klal Yisrael? He comes from Rus. Who says that she's allowed to convert? I thought Moab's not allowed to convert. So there's a whole debate. Avner gets up and he says, no, that's only true for the men. And then they say, but is that really true? Is it only true that there's such a problem of a male mamzer, but a female mamzer is not a problem? And they're debating back and forth and back and forth. They don't know what to do. Five lines from the end, Miyad, Vayomer HaMelech Shaul, go ask the Beis Medrash. And he says, who is this boy? Tzei v'Shaul Beis HaMedrash. They go to ask the Beis Medrash, what's the halacha? Everyone's debating this. And they're trying to argue that, no, maybe a female from Moab is allowed. And Doeg Adomi is asking all of his questions, and his shtiku, they don't know what to respond. There's this terribly awkward silence in the Beis Medrash, and they're about to pronounce that David is not a Jew. Four lines from the end. Bo lach ruze ale. They're about to proclaim publicly that David HaMelech, not only is he not fit to be a king, he's not fit to be a Jew. And who comes to the rescue? Look at this. Unbelievable. They're about to achruze ale. They're about to declare out against David. Miyad Vesa Amasa Sam Avshalom Tachas Yoav Al Tzava. And Amasa was the son of a man by the name of Yisra HaYisraeli Asher Baal Avigayel Bas Nachash. And this Yisra HaYisraeli, we know the backstory from the Alkat Shimoni, originally Yeser HaYishmaeli, who came into Yishai's Beis Medrash, heard about the true God, converted to Judaism, changed his name, added an Aleph because he was now connected to Hashem Echad. He became Yisra Yisraeli. He gets up, and look what he says. Amar Rava. He gets up. Why is he called Yishmaeli if his real name is Yisra Yisraeli? Why are we still calling him Yishmaeli over there in Shmuel Beis? Look at this. Amar Rava. Milamed Shechagar Charbo Ki Yishmael. He pulled out his knife like a Yishmaeli. Anyone who doesn't believe that David HaMelech is a legitimate Jew and fit to be a king and fit to be Mashiach, Yidaker Becher, I will stab you with my knife. Kach Mikublani Mi Beis Dino Shel Shmuel Armasi. This machlok is in the Beis Medrash is not a discussion. We have a tradition that Moab man cannot convert, but Moabite females can absolutely convert. And anyone who questions David HaMelech is going to get stabbed. So who saves David HaMelech? Yisra Yishmael. Says Rav Pinchas Friedman, now we also understand one other little question that we had at the beginning. Why does Avram Davin, that what? Lu Yishmael Yichiel Lefanecha, Rashi said, V'yirascha. Why was he davening for Yiras Hashem? Because Yiras is the same osios as Yisra. That was the one. That's the one that Avram was davening for. Yisra Yishmaeli. That this, once upon a time, Yishmael person would become a Yid. And he would not only become a Yid, he would be the one to validate David, the David who's going to overthrow Yishmael and bring the Gula. So what an unbelievable, what a Tishlach Liyom Achron, what a laugh. The same way we learned yesterday, Yishmael taking Yosef down to Mitzrayim, trying to destroy the Gula in a caravan. And yet there's a sweet-smelling spice, the smell of Mashiach, the smell of Bar Cheshvan, right? The Menashe, the Bayis Shlishi, Yaakov Avinu, the part that can't be ruined, the scent of smell, which never got damaged by Chirei Tadas. We learn the same thing is true when it comes to Mashiach ben David. That Yishmael, who tries to stop Mashiach ben David, tries to threaten us today to try to stop Mashiach ben David with a knife. We have to know what the shorash of that knife is. The shorash of that knife is this Gemara in Yevamah Zayin Vav Amud Beis on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. When a Yishmael turned Jew comes to the rescue of David HaMelech and says that anyone who doesn't accept David HaMelech, I'm going to stab them with my knife. And the Ben Yoyal explains, what do you mean? I thought the sword is the inheritance of Esav. Esav's known for the sword in the Chumash. And yet Dafke here, the Ben Yoyal explains that no, the whole point we're trying to make here is that what? That it's Dafke Yisrael Yishmael who defends David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech is the one who's going to overthrow Yishmael and bring the Gula to its completion. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zocha. We should not have to see these sorrows play themselves out. But how unbelievable that our Torah has all the answer to all of the current events. And Hiktim Refu Lamaka, that long ago in Parshas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the medicine that we so desperately need. And Amir Hashem, when we come to this Shabbos, we read Parshas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the Tefillah of Avram, that Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, that the good spark of Yishmael should emerge from amidst the knives and the swords of Yishmael, that the Yira that Yishmael needs to balance itself out should come out in the form of Yisrael Yishmaeli, and David's Malchus should be established in this world with the Geula Shlema, b'mehera b'yameinu amen.